That's the worst.
Feedback. We get your feedback. You send us feedback. We read your feedback. And then we feedback you on your feedback. We love your feedback. Keep sending feedback. Because when we feedback, we love your feedback. And you love our feedback on your feedback. You know it.
What's up, buddy? Welcome back.
You know what that means? You know what that jingle means? And you don't have to hear others butcher it.
Can't argue that.
No. Yeah, I'm back, man. We're at full strength again.
It's good. It's a good feeling. Kind of.
Yeah. And I had some beefs about you guys' interpretation of my feedback that I was going to bring up now, but I'm not going to. It's just not worth it. But the one, Serial Killer Ducks, was in reference to the Mighty Ducks logo with the Jason mask.
Oh.
That logo is Serial Killer Ducks.
Gotcha.
That was my reference there. In case you guys didn't get
I
that.
Did
you
not.
Didn't get that
I one. Did not no. get that one.
No. And then Disney just turning movies into real sports because Ducks and Anaheim Angels in the outfield, and then outfield. Just completely changing the actual Angels uniforms to those with the clouds, the A with the clouds.
Yes.
That logo is atrocious. But Tony Danza, I mean, and McConaughey
in center.
Yep.
Sweet.
All right. Right, guys?
Yep.
I missed you all. I'm glad. I appreciate everyone reaching out. It really was not that big a deal, so... Sorry if anyone was like, oh man, he must really be struggling. I am not at all.
He must really be blind.
Yeah. So, like, current status is I just can't see out of my right eye for another, like, 3 weeks. Because they put a gas bubble in behind my retina to stretch it back into position and then, like, attached it again. So when that diffuses, I'm good to go, man. So, and the key, looking down for a week was, well, it may be my worst of the week. Actually, it's not my worst of the week, but I had to just do this. I could walk, or I just couldn't. I had to look down.
Because so gravity?
I had to lay down flat. For the first day, then I could move around, but I had to be 45 minutes out of every hour just like chin to my chest, so I was just walking around like that and just doing things like that. It actually surprised me how much I do that anyway,
just looking down.
It wasn't that obtrusive. Because, you know, you're on your phone or something.
Yeah.
Like,
could you, that was my question. Could you look at screens? Like, could you look or read or anything? Or you just had to, like.
Yeah, I could do all that stuff.
Okay.
I was just watching NBA games on my phone with it on the listening from the TV for some reason. That just felt better. Just TV sound.
Nice.
And. Trying to sync it up on my phone. But enough of that. Who cares? This is the worst podcast. This is feedback. We love your feedback. You send us feedback. We give you feedback on your feedback. Space Jam. My only feedback is, why did you do another movie when we just did Too Fast, Too Furious and Going to the Movies and Mighty Ducks and this and the next episode? We know what it is.
Because... topical.
Well, I was not happy.
Well, anyway, that's what we did.
Benish, yeah, you're gone for a couple weeks, and it just all goes to shit.
Yeah, we did a horrible job.
Benish has double feedback, so there's one from Mighty Ducks, which I'll do first, and then one from Space Jam. They're brief. Mighty Ducks feedback. So I was thinking that this would be a nice, wholesome 90s PG-rated Disney family-oriented episode. But we get way, way, way more CTE, male lesbians, racism, concussion protocols, hockey safety equipment, hockey insurance analysis, jerking off, gerrymandering to steal kids, and unrealistic team improvement. Boom. Hard and fast analysis. Plus a Wayne's World-like Disney Plus Verizon promo. Impressed. Win, 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 win. Five wins. Everybody wins in this case. That was from Benish from Mighty Ducks.
It really had it all.
I seen it all, Mom.
Yes.
And then his Space Jam. All right, I'll admit, I did not listen to the Space Jam episode.
Okay.
So, I guess I lose points for that. So, you'll know what this means more than me.
I will.
Tough call on this one. Loved all the stats from the game, especially Zippo stats for Sean Bradley. Bradley was terrible, as was Marvin the Martian, who sucked. But I would have picked the catcher and batter on the same team.
Duh. All right. So, Formasano was pushing hard for just Sean Bradley being in the movie. As
Bradley, like, was hot, though.
He was hot at the time, so the argument became he was like, he shouldn't have been in this movie, it should have been someone more notable. And I said, well, no, because the character they wanted him to play was like this big, dumb oaf. So he was perfect.
Perfectly cast.
Yes. And so my audible to his Sean Bradley was that character not getting any stats in the game. He didn't score. He's like 25 feet tall and he loses the jump ball to Jordan, which shouldn't happen.
Wow.
way pregnant.
It is the GOAT.
And then Marvin the Martian was a contender, just being the ref and not calling any fouls. And the one that I actually pushed for at the end was Formasano said that when he was a kid, he didn't know anything about baseball, and he thought the catcher and the batter were on the same team because the catcher, like, tells him what pitches are coming.
Wow. Like, how little? Yeah. How little?
He said six, but...
That's
or something like excuse. That. I don't remember.
He'd have to say, like, one.
So I said, he said that when we got to that point of the movie, and I was like, well, that's the worst. Like, that is the answer. Yep. And he was like, come on, no. And then we kept going, and I went, we were trying to figure it out, and I remembered it. And I'm like, wait, isn't it thinking the catcher and batter are on the same team? Yes.
But it didn't. What won?
What won was Michael Jordan's movie life, just like living living in that house with like a 15-inch TV.
Right. Mike Jordan.
Yep. Mike Jordan. So, yeah, that's
that
funny.
That Benish. Yeah, Benish like that. Benish is with you. Catcher and batter on same team.
If we ever do another, what's the thing that never won an episode that should win? That will probably be the winner.
Yeah, yikes.
I got a couple of things from Jay Price. This was my favorite, and I totally forgot about this. He said, this is a worst of the week thing. Oh, no, was it? Yes, it was. He said, Chris's story about falling asleep on the sidewalk. Wow.
At but, Disney?
I don't know. He's like during a parade or something. He said he fell asleep.
It's probably at Disney. I've done the same thing.
Was sweat pooling in your eyes and woke you up?
No. That's my wife usually gently wakes me up.
But then Jay Price with my favorite. Chris has done a nice job and hasn't cried even once during any of these fill-ins. Yes. And then Jay had Space Jam feedback. I know you guys talked about it a little bit, but that intro song during the credits, it's oppressive. It feels like it's never going to end. So many jams. Well, I mean, the movie is called Space Jam.
Right.
So, Bradley's monster character.
Gotta expect some jams. They kick the jams.
Kick out the jams. Bradley's monster character was called Blanco. So, just white? Do I have to be the bad guy here? They needed at least one white guy. George Murison was taller and had a better career, arguably. Why not Larry? Too many Larrys? Stockton? Thunder Dan?
Thunder Dan Marley.
Yeah, Thunder. Wasn't that MJ's Birmingham house? Likely would have been a rental. You guys mentioned the dumb names that the alien guys have and how awkward it would be to have to introduce yourself with that name. On our drive back to Rochester on Tuesday, we drove past a sign that said ASP2. ASP2. There is a town in the southern tier called ASP. So where are you from? ASP.
Like the snake?
I guess. It's just weird saying that you're from there. Just like it's weird going, hello, my name is Pound. Thank yeah, you. Right.
Of course.
Mike Jordan is not a good actor. See his Da Bears sketch on SNL. Gretzky was bad too.
Yeah, most of the athletes are rough.
Yeah.
Barkley's one of the worst.
Yep.
Jeter wasn't great.
No.
Like the exceptions are like Manning. Peyton Manning right. was sweet. And yeah, there aren't many good athletes.
LeBron did it. He wasn't good.
He was
and then he ends with Air Bud has a better Rotten Tomatoes score than Space Jam. Ouch.
Well, I mean, that's a dog. That's a dog. They got a dog playing, man. Shut it down.
Them's the dogs.
Bring them out, Vaughn. Bring them out. Bring them out, Vaughn.
I see some more people back there.
That's a chopper. That's a chopper.
You.
Ah. It gives me... I never thought I would miss this, but... It gives me great joy to receive a raven from Eric Ravens.
Ravens. We need to send ravens.
Two ravens, actually. He sent in a late Ducks feedback that didn't get on the last episode and a Space Jam. So I'll try to expedite these ravens. Sorry for the late feedback, but yes, if the subject line wasn't clear, this is Mighty Ducks feedback. For context, though, I was reminding myself of what the characters looked like via Google, and I realized I didn't recognize Emilio Estevez. Out of curiosity, I looked at his Google results and learned he's Charlie Sheen's brother and also saw that he's Martin Sheen's son. Not knowing that is ridiculous.
Yeah. Again, like I told you beforehand, I didn't even go into that in the episode because I figured everyone knew that already.
But my point, I think, was valid. He should have been referred to as Emilio Sheen the entire episode. So this is back to Raven. So now I'm thinking, where does Estevez come from? I thought maybe Emilio had legally changed his name. So I look at his wiki page and there's no mention of his original name. But I see that he has siblings, Renee and Ramon, with the same last name. And that his father is half Hispanic. It took me all this sleuthing to even consider the possibility that Martin and Charlie were change names. Ah. He's getting... He is definitely sleuthing.
Yeah, he's getting to the bottom of this quick.
So then by looking at Charlie's wiki page, I see that I'm actually looking at Carlos Irwin Estevez's wiki page. Charlie's real name is Carlos? Anyway, I guess that's all because of the reevaluating I did on Charlie's work. Interviews and personality comes from the misguided expectations I have of a Charlie. His name being Carlos obviously changes nothing. The guy's still a nutcase, but it was just a very unexpected find on my Mighty Ducks research. Wouldn't it be something if this were it for my feedback?
Yes.
It would. It would, Eric Ravens.
It really would.
Maybe this is actually my worst of the week, not knowing and then finding out that Charlie's name is Carlos. In any case, I do have actual feedback. Chris delivered really well on the episode and worst of the week. I actually viewed it more as Joff taking Ryan's role and Chris taking Mr. Jonathan's role, especially when we had the classic worst conundrum at the end of Chris having 3 entries and Joff having 25 entries. That's a classic Ryan and Joff worst scrape if I've ever seen, heard one.
Yep.
I also never really fully appreciated the deep dives into character psyche until Chris pointed out Joff's analysis on the Goldberg farting situation, which, as a side note, was sweet under all 4 possible circumstances. The "you don't even know what to do with it" was another one that I loved, but simultaneously gives me nightmares. Not sure why these prepubescent or not kids would be proud even if they did know what to do with it. Also, Disney tossing masturbation jokes into their 90s family movies is something.
It's a very Renee Doherty. Justin, this is jerky.
Did a jerky. I did a jerky.
Did I get a jerky?
I saw this movie a long time ago, and the 3 things I remember every time I think of the movie are Fulton Reed slamming the puck into Bombay's window, Fulton Reed trying to roller skate down a set of stairs in a mall, and the Flying V. You guys talked about the first and the last, but not sure how taking a bunch of children, and particularly one huge child who doesn't know how to skate in a crowded mall to wreak havoc, didn't make the list. And no one keeps an eye on poor Fulton to the point that he not only could have died on the staircase or at least broken some bones, but only by some absurd luck that the staircase was completely empty. He didn't kill or maim, but certainly could have killed or maimed hapless mallgoers on the stairs. That would have been a lot of lawsuits that I suppose would have been forgiven, since they wouldn't have directly messed with the Pee Wee Hockey League. Also, in that same instance, Fulton commits a hit and run by pushing an elderly woman into a fountain and skating away. This might not be worse than the other reckless endangerment of kids scene, the limo on the ice, but it certainly had me scratching my head and was memorable enough for me 15-ish years later. I will say about the Flying V that it's sweet because it showcases how good their teamwork is, nothing else, in a way that is plainly obvious no matter how little you know about hockey. But yeah, it is pointless from a hockey playing standpoint. With all that said, I agree that the courtship of Charlie's mom is 100% the worst, so well done. That's all, folks. Shaboy, Eric. P.S. I've been watching Game of Thrones finally after years of being stubborn, and I just yesterday saw the scene in season 7 where Bran says, "Ravens, we need to send Ravens." And also his lisp is absurd. I don't know that he had a lisp.
I don't recall that either.
Come on. Come on, Ravens. All fair points. We're not. I mean, we're no. He's no stranger to that.
No.
My eye is watering. So then, the Raven from Merrick Ravens sent some Space Jam feedback. Chris wins infinite host points for throwing in an Avatar reference. I would love to have him around for an Avatar The Last Airbender episode. Though I don't know what I'd pick for the worst there.
Just nerds.
That seems universally hated, that movie.
Yeah.
The live action movie version. Everyone I know who's one of those tools is pissed, butthurt about it. Also, I think Chris and I would have quite the battle in competitive napping. I've never fallen asleep on the sidewalk because I've never laid down on the sidewalk while waiting for a parade. But I've definitely fallen asleep just about everywhere else, including my class.
Well.
Front row Eric Raven's just sleeping. You know what? He just looks so peaceful, little guy. I just let him catch a couple.
Just let him have that one.
Yeah, man. I think I'm more known for falling asleep in strange yoga-like positions, though. I.e., a strange position has never stopped a nap for me. But I'm sure that is the worst if it does wake you. Anyway, on Space Jam, I don't know if this goes with the first movie or the second movie, but your points about the sexualization of Lola Bunny made me think of what I believe is a contender, which is people complaining about the desexualization of Lola Bunny in the lead up to the second movie's release. I actually saw article headlines on this a few months ago. I don't know if that's the worst thing about the first, because it says something about the fandom for sexy cartoon bunnies, or the second, because the desexualization complaints are about the second, but regardless, it makes me feel a bit icky. This movie came out the year I was born, but I think I saw it on VHS when I was maybe 5. I do remember being very confused by the catcher trying to help Jordan. But even I knew they weren't on the same team. Otherwise, Jordan would have listened to him, unless Chris thought Jordan was doubting his, quote, teammate because Jordan's an asshole, then I guess that's reasonable.
Possible.
I always thought the golf course hole in the ground was an otherworldly portal more so than an entrance to the center of the earth, but I like the takes that came from it being the center of the earth much better. Having known next to nothing about the NBA, I definitely did not pick up on the Sean Bradley angst. But I do think Chris made a really strong case for the casting choice being ridiculous based on what you both said. If losing the jump ball to the main character of the movie and hitting a backboard because he's tall are the only explicit indications that Blanco was talentless, I think that's pretty weak. It would have been much more solid and genius had they at least showed Blanco having a turnover or missing a shot. It's only after the deadspin analysis that you can even possibly think that the creators might have considered Bradley's lack of talent. So if it takes an in-depth third-party analysis to justify the casting choice, it probably wasn't a good casting choice. That's just my take based on your back and forth. I don't know, man. Bradley, he got clowned on in the NBA, but yes. He wasn't. I mean, he was pretty good.
Which draft was he? Was he 96?
I think so.
So he was like a rookie when he was in that.
Yeah. He was super. He was like 7'6".
Yeah, and he was hot, so because was of one that thing. Coming out of college.
Yeah, coming out of college. Like, that was the age of the big man.
Yep.
So, of course, didn't Don Nelson draft him? Because Don Nelson would draft anybody who was over 7 feet tall.
He was a number 2 pick, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. With all that said, I prefer the winner being Jordan's fake movie life over Sean Bradley, because that hits way harder. I never noticed how ridiculous it was, but I probably didn't yet understand what a rich person's life looked like when I first saw Space Jam. That's all, folks. Just busting out Porky Pig.
Yep.
Chaboy Eric. P.S. Please let's have an Avatar episode eventually. That would also lead into the follow-up Avatar series, Legend of Korra, which I think has plenty of problems.
Just Avatar smack.
Noted, Raven from Eric Ravens. Noted. You got any more?
I don't.
I do. And this was a blast from the past, bro.
Yeah.
My boy Frank Cinque.
I was wondering how that was pronounced.
I have it phonetically spelled in my phone as Cinkway. Because I butchered. He was in my class with Formasano. He ran with Formasano and Minnie and Adrian, like that crew.
Yeah.
And Frank, I remember butchering the name. And I'm like, well, then how do you say it? He's like, Cinque. And I'm like, duh.
Saying duh to how it's pronounced.
Well, look at how it's spelled. I know. Cinque. Cinque. I'm like, stop. You're lying. No, I'm not. Anyway, Frank, he's such a good dude. I went to see Louie in Boston with Minnie and Formasano and Frank, and we stayed at Frank's.
Nice.
This was years ago. And it was this, like, Frank or Chris had gotten the tickets and told me the date. So I drove out to his house, and then we all drove to Boston to stay with Frank. So I get to Formasano's house. I'm like, where are you? He's like, oh, I'm at work. And I'm like, well, are we going? And he's like, it's tomorrow. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, Formasano getting the date wrong. So we had to, like, rush home from work. And I was just sitting in his, like, driveway. I went over to Minnie's house. He's like, oh, shit, it's today. Like, literally nice. Would have missed the show if I didn't just show up at his house. Anyway, Frank drops in on the Space Jam episode. And I was, like, so pleasantly surprised to hear from him. First off, I just want to say that Chris is absolutely wrong on movie lengths. And I personally love a movie that is a, quote, tight 90. I don't disagree. Additionally, I would definitely say that continuity errors bother me the most. So if you found out that the score with 10 seconds left had a 10-point difference, and then Bill Murray appears, and the point difference then changes to only a 1-point difference with the same 10 seconds left, that is the worst.
That happens like 6 times in the second half of this game.
That makes sense. Also, love the story about Chris thinking the catcher and batter on the same team.
That was so funny.
Hilarious. Then he says, throwback, Guy Fieri has eaten at several restaurants in my neighborhood on Triple D and is touted as a local hero for eating at places, quote, off the beaten path, and in many ways saved a few restaurants from closing. That said, I have found the places to be exceedingly mediocre. Also, Garlic Mafia, just wow. I originally thought it was a shame that he was probably required to be the get up, since it was what brought him to fame. But if that is more than just an act, that is clearly the worst. Good research done here. Jonathan Garlicks.
Yep. Is Frank listening weekly that you know of?
I don't know. I'd like to think so. Maybe he was just listening because Chris was the was the host.
Ah, I see.
Oh, I think he likes me more than Chris.
So. Ew.
I don't know. Anywho, feedback. That was your feedback. Thank you for feedback. We love your feedback. You sent us feedback, and then we fed back on your feedback. Keep sending feedback.
Don't be the worst.
Don't.